now we move on to Mario Vitero, who is from one of these projects that's been lucky enough to receive some EU funding. He is the manager of the Fuse project. So welcome, Mario.
Thank you, Paula. Pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming in. So can you tell us, what is Fuse? What is the Fuse project all about?
Perfect. Yes, sure. My pleasure. Well, maybe we will start with the name.
Okay.
Okay. Fuse stands for Facilitating the United Approaches to Social Innovation in Europe. And the Fuse is one of the six projects supported by the European Commission in order to establish a national competence center for social innovation in each member state across the European Union. So let's focus about the Fuse Consortium. So at Rethink Ireland, we are leading this international consortium with partners from Ireland, Portugal, Bulgaria, and Cyprus to strengthen our social innovation ecosystems. Mm-hmm. So over a 2 years period, from May 2021 to May 2023, the consortium's members are working to identify and validate the needs and gaps in the social innovation ecosystem of each one of these countries.
Right.
With the ultimate goal of establishing a sustainable national competence center for social innovation in each country.
Yeah.
I will say one of the key areas that is extremely important in our consortium is the transnational cooperation, the change of learning between European partners. At the end, if you ask me, one of the key objectives of the Fuse project is how we can improve the use of the European Social Fund effectiveness to support the development of the social innovation ecosystem in each European country.
Yeah, so, I mean, how is it? You're funded through the ESF?
Yes.
So how did you go about getting, was there a process for applying for the funding?
Yes, it was a process to apply for the funding. Actually, last year when this call appears, the first step was to get endorsed by the Irish government in order to apply. So the Irish government endorsed Rethink Ireland together with Genio, that is our partners here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. We applied together, forming a European consortium, bringing partners from Bulgaria, Cyprus, and Portugal. So this was initially how we managed to stand for the Fuse project.
Yeah. So, I mean, it worked in your favour, obviously, having this group of countries, you know, all kind of coming together.
Totally.
For this project.
Totally. And as Barbara was saying, I think that's probably one of the beauties when you're working in these European projects, is about cooperation, is about transnational exchange of learnings. We are very different countries, but at the same time, we have very similar societal challenges, environmental challenges. And it's nice to be able to exchange, you know, our learnings in a framework like these European projects.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and at the same time to have this legitimacy, you know, of working at the European level and bringing different type of actors with a common goal.
Yeah,
like, for example, improve the societal and environmental challenges that we're all facing in each one of our countries.
Yeah. So, I mean, could you operate without the funding? If they turned around to you and said, oh, look, we're really sorry, but we just don't have the money for your project. Could the project exist without it?
Well, it's a really good question. I will say, of course, it's providing the working capital.
Yeah.
Okay, that's clear for the strategical development of the project. But it's more than that, I would say. It's not only about the working capital, it's also about providing that kind of framework to bring all these different actors together. In our case, we are working with the government, we are working with private sector, civil society, and academia. And thanks, I will say, to the framework of the project, we are able to do in this. Mm. For example, the Fuse project, yes, is founded by the European Commission, but at the same time is co-founded by the Irish government.
Yeah.
You know,
it's quite an important badge to have, isn't it?
Yes, totally. Yes. And we are really happy. We think it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we are really happy to bring together all the different actors with a common objective.
Yeah, no pressure. Yeah. No pressure at all. So, I mean, how long did it take from you applying for the funding to you getting the funding? Was it a long process or was it fairly... you know, in the grand scheme of things, was it a fairly quick process?
Well, it's an interesting question, no? I mean, it took us a couple months to get endorsed.
Yeah.
After that, it took us a couple months again to form a consortium, because then you need to start checking, okay, we are talking here that it needs to be a European consortium. Mm. So you need to look for the right partners. Yeah. You need to look also for how you can complement each other, what it will be the role of each one in this type of projects, and then to see that we have a common agenda, so we want to work together. And we work together, I will say, for at least 4 months, mm. just in preparing the proposal
wow.
and submitting that proposal. And then actually I will say the process to be successful was quite fast. We received a response from the European Commission, I will say, 3 months after
yeah.
submission. Yes, and... Yes, and now we are really happy
You're
working and,
and
moving together.
That's crazy. You kind of, you know, you don't really realise how long these things take. Obviously, you're putting together a
yes.
proposal.
Yes.
You're kind of like, right, I need to write a list of this is what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you obviously want to put together the best proposal to get the idea across of what you want to get done eventually.
But I think that's what I feel is a good filter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is a huge effort that you need to put in place if you want to go forward.
Mm.
But also it helps your strategical thinking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, why I'm doing this? That's the main question. Why I'm doing it? Then it's how you want to do this. How you will be implementing this
yeah.
action, how much is going to be the cost, what is the effort behind for you, what are the key partners that you want to be including so this is, will be effective. For example, in the FUSE project for us, something that was very important is to have a very inclusive and participatory approach.
Mm.
So we have members from, as I was saying, from academia, government, private sector, civil society. So at the end, if we want to make a change in the social innovation ecosystem in Ireland,
yeah.
we need everyone on board from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so, like a big super brain.
And yes,
you've got all these different
yes.
components of this super brain to,
yeah.
you know, to achieve the goal.
Totally, totally. Yeah, yeah. No, and I will say be open for experimentation. When we talk about social innovation, it's
yeah.
about experimentation. It's being open, you know, to go there and experiment, you know, and be able to be there and be open for a different type of thinking from the other side.
Yeah.
And see that together we can build something that is much stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and hopefully we can together be solving those societal challenges mm-hmm. and environmental challenges that we are facing.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there's anybody listening that's kind of thinking, I've got a project and I'd love to get funding. I mean, what advice would you give to anyone that's listening today, you know, based on your own journey with FUSE? What kind of advice would you give to anybody that's looking to apply for funding from the EU?
Yes. Well, I will say the first thing is like in any European call, there is very clear objectives.
Mm.
Okay. And what are the key activities that you need to be including? So this is aligned with
yeah.
your purpose. That's mm. the first thing. This is aligned with what you want to be doing in the coming years. If the answer is yes, go for it. Do it a trial. And I will say right now it's much easier than before. There is a European portal that it helps you even to get in touch with potential partners.
Mm.
You know, it takes time. It takes an effort, but I think it's very nice to be working in European projects
yeah.
and be able to exchange your learnings and and be looking together for a better future.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, I can tell from speaking to you that you're absolutely loving what you
yes.
do. You're very passionate about your project.
Yeah, well, I will say that even in the past, I have been working in more than 40 European projects
mm,
in the past,
wow.
Supporting strategically how to develop European projects across the world. So, yeah, I'm something that I really believe in it. As Barbara was saying, I think the European Union as a whole is a beautiful concept.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a big old wheel, and
yes.
you're a little cog in this massive,
yes,
massive wheel.
Yes, yes, yes.
It must be so rewarding as well when you see the effect your project has had on people and companies and things.
Totally, totally. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a huge rewarding. Yeah, to see how we can all together make a better change. You know,
yeah. That's the thing. I think at the heart of it, it's about making change and seeing that what you're doing is making change. You know, it might take a little while to implement the systems and things, but at the end of the day, what you're doing is going to impact on a lot of people.
I totally agree. And sometimes what I feel like this European project, it helps you, you know,
mm.
to get the funding and the framework to to focus in this strategical development that is aside to your daily work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's really helpful, you know. And also to bring in that picture different partner, strategical partners, you know, that help you to think out of the box.
Yeah.
That all of us, all sometimes we need that.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously this is this new period we're going into now, the 21 to 27.
Yes.
And then there's all these different new projects every day, do you know what I mean, that are being born. It's, you know, it's quite special really, isn't it, when you think about it.
And I will say there is a lot of opportunities that are coming,
definitely.
You know, in this new period, 2021, 2027. Yes, there will be definitely a lot of opportunities coming.
Mm.
So if you're interested, I really encourage you to apply and look, you know, for the right European project to go for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, Mario. It's been fantastic.